We are joined here by Simone Cecilo, who is teaching the rhetoric of memes, a class at the University of Michigan in the fall. This fall semester. And Simone, could you please briefly introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, I'm Simone Cecilo. I'm a lecturer 3 in the Sweetland Center for Writing at the University of Michigan. And Sweetland is a writing center in which we teach both classes in rhetoric and argumentation, and we do writing workshop as well. And we also have a class on memes next semester, which is called The Rhetoric of Memes. The way we look at memes is through a rhetorical lens. So how can we define if memes are effective in communicating what they want to communicate to their audiences?
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain.
I want to make sure I ask you this important question. How do you define meme in your class? What are its conventions? What are its the defining traits?
At this point, I think that I go with Richard Dawkins' definition of memes. I'm going to quote directly Richard Dawkins to have things clear. But I do agree with what he says. So he says that a successful meme, and I quote, has a number of key attributes contributing to its survival and proliferation. High longevity.
I can't stop this feeling.
That is, the endurance of a copy. High fecundity.
Taste me, bro! Don't taste me!
That is the rate of copying.
Don't taste me! Don't taste me, bro!
And high copying fidelity. That is the amenability of the idea to copying.
On a personal note, do you have a favorite meme?
As an individual meme, yes, I do have one. And that's the Harlem Shake video that KU created. And they were the first college basketball team to do a Harlem Shake video.
The Harlem Shake.
And then it started the process that, you know, you have a lot of other teams, and even in professional sports, redoing the Harlem Shake. But because that was the first one, and because I like KU basketball, I think that's my favorite one. As a genre, I kind of like the keep calm and meme. And there's one in particular that I find quite problematic and pleasant at the same time. So usually we have keep calm and another sentence. And there's one in which you have keep calm. So the calm is not finished and you have some blood on a wall, which in a way, you know, the audience did not keep calm in a way. So I think that's sort of funny.
What particularly interests you about teaching rhetoric with memes? What does memes allow you to do that maybe other texts don't allow you to do when it comes to teaching rhetoric?
So I like the fact that it's a way through which the people, the citizens, can offer an idea of the world and put it out there. And I like the fact that, you know, because of new media, there can be an interaction. And the importance of authorship is not so relevant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that idea that the author is not that important in memes. I mean, you never see the person's name underneath underneath the text. And could you expand a little bit on that, that memes are kind of authorless or they're shared?
At South by Southwest this year, of course, I was following from a distance because I'm not in Austin anymore. But what I gathered was that the actual cat of Grumpy Cat was there.
Yes.
Is it true?
It is true, yes. The Grumpy Cat was touring South By and meeting
exactly. fans. And that's something that sort of made me wonder and made me question the authorship of memes, all right? Because it seemed like the Grumpy Cat was the author or the, you know, the main character of these memes, and some thing, some animal that really exists. But then it's like a character without a script, all right? It's like, yeah, an actor without a screenplay. And the screenplay is constantly being recreated by the audience itself. So there's a democracy of media going on in memes, and I think that's quite interesting.
From the lens of myth making, how do you think memes and the distribution of memes is a myth? Is the production and reproduction of myths and the creation of myths?
What do you play?
Bass.
You did get that dog from a shelter, right?
So this is like my third startup. So all I need is just some angel funding.
We need some rain.
I'm just so worried about the aquifer.
If we consider myth in a more popular culture definition, then it's more about how big of an audience you have for some characteristics, even you know, preconceptions and prejudices that we have. So there was a meme going on, and it was a series of pictures. And the picture said, you know, this is what my mother thinks I'm doing. This is what the world thinks I'm doing. This is what, et cetera, et cetera. And then this is what I really do, all right? And those memes, in a way, recreate and play with the myth of professions, right? Yeah. So in creating the meme, you put yourself in a very specific community. And you're trying to reestablish what that community means. So you, in a way, you're building the myth of that community, the myth of what teachers do, the myth of what graduate students do. Something that brings a lot of different memes together is the use of humor, which is, in a way, a strategy to create, again, ambience affiliation, right? To bring people together. The cat memes are some of the first memes to be based strongly on humor. And creating in a way, also linguistic new vocabularies for humors, like the not even the LOL, but the LULZ, the lulz, or all the cheeseburger cat memes. What's interesting in those memes is that they created new words that have entered the everyday vocabulary.
Yeah.
So I think it's totally fine, and a lot of people would understand me if I see something that I like and I respond saying totes adorbs.
And are you thinking about trying one or two or making your own memes?
I might. So I'm thinking. No, this might seem strange, but I do not have a smartphone. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about getting one. I think there's a connection between doing memes and circulating memes and either smartphones or tablets rather than laptops. I think it might be a small difference, but the on-the-go characteristic, I think it's very important in the creative process. So as long as I don't have a smartphone through which I can use Instagram or Tumblr in the way that those sites were supposed to be used, then I don't think that I can create effective memes.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for sitting down. This is great.
So, wonderful. Yeah. This was fun.
Yeah, this is great. I hope we can do some more stuff. And now I have your Skype.
Exactly. Yeah.